Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us today. We have over 600,000 listeners here in the States and over 50,000 listeners overseas. We're so thankful that our listener keeps growing. I want to thank you for sharing us with your friends and family and associates. If you have a topic that you would like us to talk about or have a guest on, go to viewers at Saving with Steve. Steve.us, that's viewers at savingwithsteve.us, and we're going to look at those topics, maybe have one of those topics on here in the future, or maybe even a guest that you'd like to hear from. Today, we're going to be talking about five things you can do financially right now to put yourself on a better footing. Now, we can't wait for this one. It's a new year, right? Your ability to effectively communicate will make all the difference in your future success, your income, and so on. How would you like to learn how to speak persuasively to coworkers, your boss, executive team, that potential new client or group of people whom you want them to utilize your service? If you don't speak well and persuasively, you might not get the promotion or onboard a new client or get your project through the planning committee. Don't worry, we have master speaker trainer, international speaker, and author RV Robinson to teach you how to speak like a speaking superstar in your industry. Millionaire Speaker Podcast. RV, I just want to say, hey, welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you. Welcome to the show.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Not everybody just jumps into becoming a public speaking coach. So how did all that get started for you?
Well, great. Well, thank you for asking me because, Steve, I didn't plan on being a coach. It wasn't something that when I grew up, I said, I'm going to be a public speaking coach. It happened by accident. My degree is in information systems. I'm half geek. And I went to work out of college for a company by the name of Deloitte Haskins and Sales, now Deloitte, one of the big CPA firms. But I wasn't a CPA. My job was to set up financial accounting systems on microcomputers. We just got microcomputers in and teach bookkeepers and controllers how to automate their accounting, because up until then, they were using manual accounting systems. So it was a revolutionary time. And my boss came to me one day and said, RV, I want you to get out there and start speaking and tell people that we're offering this brand new service. And I thought to myself, a piece of cake. I took one speech class in college. I knew everything there was to know about public speaking, or so I thought at the time. But I didn't land any clients. I didn't get any projects, nothing. And I knew that I better do something fast because I could lose this job. But I didn't know what I was doing wrong. I just was going out there and speaking and had no clue. And so one day this woman comes up to me after one of my talks and she said, honey, I hate to tell you this. And I'm like thinking, don't, right? The shoe's going to drop. But I said, well, what is it? And she said, honey, do you know that after every sentence you say, okay. And I just, my jaw dropped, and the only thing I could think of saying back to her was, okay, but I got it, Steve, in that moment that I was the problem, that just because I could flap my jaw didn't make me a public speaker, that I needed to respect this thing called public speaking. So I decided in that moment that I was going to get trained, not only trained, but I was going to master it. I took classes, anything with public speaking or communication in the title I took, and I hired a coach and I read books. I did everything I could. And then the most amazing thing happened. The better I got, the better my clients got, and the more clients I got. And then my colleagues wanted to know what I was doing. I started teaching them. Then the big boss wanted me to teach these group communication skills to other consultants. And so that's where public speaking was born, was in corporate America for me. And then I used it throughout my 23-year career, not only to get clients, but for upward mobility within my own firm. It was great. And so then once after 23 years, I was at the highest I could go without being a CPA. And that was a senior manager. And by then the industry was so full of consultants. It just wasn't any fun anymore. I wasn't trailblazing anymore. So I decided it was time to make a change, but I didn't know what kind of change to make. So I prayed about it and God said, public speaking. So 17 years ago, I left corporate America, started my own business. And I, since that time, I've trained over 5,000 business owners, entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, you name it, and given over 3,500 speeches all over the world. And I don't say it to impress anybody, but to impress upon everyone that you can do it, that this too can be a lifestyle if you choose, but you too can use speaking to change the world, save lives, and make a difference.
I just thought of something funny. And it's so funny because I have a son. He's a senior. He's top of his class of electrical engineering. His worst class was public speaking. He got a B. He was so happy that it thankfully got a B. But he just says, you know what? All these other people look like they're on TED Talks, you know?
Right.
And all my, you know, engineering friends, they're afraid of standing up in front of people and talking. But the reality is they're probably could be better at it because they already have a process, just like you in IT, because once you learn the process, you're golden.
Amen. That's it. And when I got out of corporate America and into the public speaking arena, I looked for systems and processes already there. Why recreate the wheel? Well, there wasn't any. The closest that I found to one, Steve, was have a beginning, middle, and end. But no one would tell you what to put in the beginning, middle, and end. So I came along and I'm telling you exactly what steps to create a persuasive presentation that will get you business and change lives and get people, you know, if you're just trying to get people to think like you do, vote like you do, whatever it might be, this system will do it.
I want to help listeners understand the process by how you would go about coaching somebody to speak well in public.
Okay. First of all, I would introduce them to my system. And before we do my speaker system, which is the signature talk, that's the talk that you just give over and over and over to get business. But first of all, I would teach you how to do your core message, which is also another formula that I put together. The core message is what some people call the elevator speech, but I call it the core message because it's the essence of what you do. And from there, it's like your heart. And from there, everything else comes. Your professional story, the title of your talk, everything stems out of that core message. So once we've got that, we're at the very heart of what it is you do for clients. Then we start in the formula and or the system for developing actual speech, putting it together step by step.
Okay. When somebody is writing a speech, even it takes me a long time to write a speech if I'm doing something different. How does somebody get used to a room and get comfortable being on stage?
Practice, 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 training, training, training. So first of all, get trained because a lot of people will step on stage, especially business owners, because business owners don't look at themselves as speakers. So they think that they can just get away with murder, and you can't, because if you step on stage when you're A, not trained, B, not practiced, C, not prepared, then you're going to lose business. It's going to have the opposite effect. So you want to make sure and reputation and future opportunities. So it's too costly to go out there without being trained, rehearsed, and of course, well prepared. Once you learn, once you've been trained, then I recommend that you practice 1 hour for every 2 minutes of presentation. So that means if you're going to do a 30-minute speech, Steve, you need to practice 15 hours. That's what makes you good. That's what actually makes you go from good to great. That's what helps you to always know your speech. You become the script so that nothing will throw you off. You won't forget what you're going to say, which is always a fear. And you'll have that kind of confidence to deliver not only a great speech for yourself, but really for your audience, because that's what they deserve. And when I talk about practicing, I'm talking about practicing it out loud, not reading it, not writing out your speech. I am against writing out your presentation, because then you become a prisoner of your own eloquent words. So don't outline only, and then just say it so many times out loud that you will become it. It's like that song, Steve, when we're in the car and we're listening to that popular song on the radio, and before we know it, we're driving around singing it. And it was like, we never set out to learn all the words, but we know all the words. That's what happens to our brain when we hear something over and over and over. So I recommend you speak it out loud, walk around your office, walk around the park, walk around wherever you need to.
Okay, I'm going to hold you right there because we have to take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back with more R.B. Robinson. This is so wonderful. If you're driving your car going to work, you need to hear this stuff. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome back. We're going to have some more with R.B. Robinson. I truly appreciate you letting your friends, family, and associates know about our show. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information, insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to your YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, as well as E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, live a life of personal and financial freedom. Hey, you can also follow us on Facebook, join the Saving with Steve Sexton Insiders Club, savingwithsteve.us, and get all our replays, exclusive access to our after the show videos, guest gifts, and see all the behind the scenes. We're back here with R.B. Robinson. We were talking about, this is like a muscle, and you were just talking about practicing it. But it's like working out. I thought to myself, you know, I've written many speeches and all that kind of stuff, but it was really interesting that when I started thinking about how much time I actually spent going through it, it was a lot more than 15 hours. And it's one of those things where, and I'm not saying this is everybody, people have told me that that was outstanding when I've been completely prepared, but had some sort of thing happen just before, like horrible day, the whole shot, and you're rushing and grinding through your day. And all of a sudden you're there, you've got 4 minutes before you walk on stage. And for some reason, that's the best ever. And sometimes for me, that's the most authentic. Things go very, very well. And people are like, oh my God, I couldn't believe you just did that. You know, I'm curious, do you have a pre-speech routine?
Yes, I do have a pre-speech routine. And I recommend that everyone create their own. This is mine. I'm not recommending that this is for you. But I've been on stage with a lot of speakers and I've seen their pre-speech routine also. And I can share that with you. But my personal one is a mantra where I do two things. First, before the mantra, before I step on stage, I do one thing. I pray about it and I say, God, give me a shot of the Holy Spirit. That's all. Give me a shot of the Holy Spirit. It's like a shot of energy, right? It's better than Jolt Cola. Is that around? Well, I don't know. Is that around? Better than Red Bull, right? So, pray for the Holy Spirit. And then before I step on stage, I say, I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best. best. Now, I don't say it out of ego. I say it because my audience deserves the best. And so does your audience. Every time you step on there, I know things happen. Like you said, something happened and you're like all jittered or whatever. That's going to happen once in a while. But for the most part, we can control what happens to us. In other words, if I have a speech, I make sure that I have a light morning, that I can just, you know, get up at ease and get ready at ease. And I'm not rushed and frazzled. I don't try to cram so much stuff in my schedule. Like today, Steve, I have 3 speaking engagements. You're one of them. And I have 2 more. And so I created my day so that I can come into those full on, full energy, full attention, playing my A game. So if you can plan your day like that around your speaking engagements, then you'll be less frazzled and there won't be time for these other things to kind of come in and bother you and get you off, because life works that way. It's going to try to knock you off your feet. So again, a mantra of some kind that gets you propelled into speaking. Now, I've seen a couple other speakers that what they do, they pace. That gets them going. They pace before they go. And some of them, you know, pray or whatever. But whatever propels you, and it's going to be different for everybody, that's what you want to do. But self-talk is so important. Do not step on stage or even close to the stage and tell yourself you're nervous or you're not prepared or you're not ready. You need to get ready because that audience deserves the best from you.
I totally agree with that. It's funny. My little mantra is I actually like to get there about 45 minutes early if it's a 30-minute talk. And I like to walk around the stage, look out the stage, yes, and say hello, like my little sound check. And then I go off in my corner and do my speech, not to myself, but out loud to the wall. And I practice everything from my hand gestures to my jokes. Try not to laugh at myself, but everybody has a process. I thought that's really cool. One of the biggest things that's happening right now is speaking virtually, and it's an entirely different environment.
Yes,
because people can look at the TV, their cell phone, they can go all different directions.
Yes.
And there's a process to that. What are some of the tips that you could help some of our listeners when they're dealing with that?
Glad you brought it up because it's so different. First of all, and I'm going to get to how to keep your audience engaged as well. But first of all, just know as a speaker, you're in control of everything now. See, when we would go in the live room, we would maybe speak in a, who knows, speak on a stage or maybe in a restaurant. We had no control. We had no control over the sound, no control over the environment, no control over the crowd or anything really, just only our message. But in this environment, we're in charge of everything. So it's very important to make sure you have lights. I've seen so many speakers present in the dark. If it is going to be on some video, you have to make sure you have a professional microphone so that people can hear you and it resonates with you. That's something that in the live world, we didn't have to worry about. Unless it was a big crowd and it was always provided for us. Same with the PowerPoint or the computer. It was provided for us. Now, guess what? If you're going to use PowerPoint, video, or anything else during your presentation, you better make sure you have a strong internet because there's nothing more frustrating to the audience than for you to be frozen in mid-sentence. So number one, we're in charge of everything. And just know that if you're going to speak in this environment, you need to invest in some new equipment. Number two, to keep your audience engaged, because yes, we are so competing with emails and people that have 2 screens and they're half listening to us and half not. You have to bring on your A game every single time. You have to, and what I do to help me is I stand up. So I have a stand-up desk because if I spoke on a live stage, I would be standing up. That's going to help you to have that kind of energy. You need to make sure you're well practiced and you're well rehearsed. Do not read the screen. We can see you reading right? Or a teleprompter. Be a professional speaker and know your material and just think of your audience. See, when you know your material, then you are free.
That's wonderful. Arvy, I need you to start telling people how they can connect with you, where they can go to watch and see your Million Dollar Speaker podcast, the whole shot.
My Million Dollar Speaker podcast is on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, all of the popular and unpopular podcast. So you could go and see them anywhere. To get a hold of me, you could just email me, and that's Arvy, ARVEE at rvrobinson.com, or reach out to me on LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm everywhere. Again, it's rvarveerobinson.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, take your life to a new level, whether it be business, personal, public. Just learn to be a good speaker. It'll make all the difference in the world. And since this money, this show is about the ins and outs of money, this could make a big difference in the ins and outs of your money. So, RV, I want to thank you for joining us today. Thank you so much for being
thank
here.
You.
I hope you have a wonderful week and stay safe and healthy, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye, Steve.
Bye. That was RV Robinson. She's an international speaking trainer. And if you want to make your life a little bit better because you learn how to speak the right way so you can get more clients, that promotion, and so on, you want to go check out RV Robinson. I think that was wonderful, helpful hints, especially that close. Never even thought of that. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, I want to welcome you back to the Saving with Steve Show. Again, this is where we talk about the ins and outs of money. And right now we're talking about money. Hey, what are five simple, smart financial moves that you can make this month right now? Okay. It was a year for financial strain for many Americans. Household debt, overall cost of living increased while median household income decreased. Setting up grand, big, gigantic financial goals may not be realistic for every budget, but there are still smart steps that you can take to shore up your finances. So the first thing is examine your spending. Household expenses have changed drastically for many Americans over the past couple of years. Pandemic relief, the stimulus programs, as well as reductions in certain expenses because of the restrictions, like commuting, travel, have added money back into some budgets. On the other hand, the overall cost of cost of living, as we just recently heard out on the news, is up 7%, while median household income is down 3%. And that's putting a squeeze on a lot of Americans. A new year is an ideal time to examine your budget. If you don't have a budget, start by pulling all your bank and credit card statements for the past 3 months. Add up your spending in different categories like house, food, eating out, vacation, self bills, utility bills, everything. List it all out there, okay? See what the average monthly budget looks like for you. Know how much you're spending now is great in creating a budget, because once you've built your budget, you can now compare it to your income to see how much room there is to progress towards your financial goals like saving and investing. You can then determine whether you need to increase your income or decrease your expenses. One of the big things about increasing your income is you can simply do that by adding a job or a side hack. And what I mean by that is you can go work for Home Depot, you can be a tutor, you can drive for Lyft or Uber or one of the other drive services. And you know what? You can make some extra money to bring money into the household. The other part is the expense reduction. You want to look at everything that you're doing, whether it to be your mortgage. Hey, can you refinance to get a lower payment? Look at your credit cards. Can you negotiate with the credit card companies to get a reduction of interest charged? Can you look at how much you're paying on your cell phone bill to see ways to reduce that by changing the carrier, especially if you're with a big one? Looking at your cable bill and saying, hey, you know what? I'm not using all these, but I am using those app services, because there's a lot of people who just went with the app services and a live TV program along with their internet, and they're saving $50, $70, $80, $100 a month. So there's ways you can save a little bit here and there and here and there to increase the amount of cash flow that you have at the end of each and every month. Next, look at consumer debt, paying off your credit card. Revolving household credit card debt is credit card balances that are carried month to month, okay? Yeah, it fell 14% during the pandemic. But you know what? Some Americans, in fact, many Americans have leaned on their credit cards to get through the pandemic. 20% say their overall credit card debt increased during the pandemic. Almost the same portion say they relied on their credit cards to pay more necessities during this time. And a lot of time, a lot of people feel like they're not getting anywhere paying off these credit card balances or anything like that. So the key here is, how can I add a little bit more each and every month? But there's a path to doing that. And that path is called the snowball method. All you need to do is list all your creditors, the balances, highest to lowest, interest rates, payment dates, and minimum payment. The key here is this. You pick the one you want to pay off first. I like the one with the lowest debt. Why? Because it allows me to get some momentum. And all I'm going to do is make the minimum payment on everything and add as much as I can each and every month to that minute, that one I want to pay off. Once it's paid off, I take what I was paying there and add it to the next one and the next one. Pretty soon, you're making bigger and bigger payments on each one of your debts and you've got them paid off. Next, evaluate your investments. Americans, hey, they've received the pandemic relief, the stimulus checks, and you know they've got that for almost the last 2 years. 10% of people use that money to invest in things like cryptocurrency. That might be in line with your risk tolerances and your goals. But the thing is, you want to take the time to review your overall investment holdings. Consider diversifying your investments to reduce your risk, increase your potential for return over the long term. If you have a workplace retirement plan like a 401k, 403b, make sure you're contributing to it, because every dollar you're contributing, you're not paying taxes on. So it gives you a short-term gain because you're not paying taxes, but it'll also give you a long-term gain because you're earning interest on the money you should have paid taxes. And next, your workplace has a match. Put at least enough money to make sure your company matches, because otherwise you're giving up free money. Next, during the last 2 years, bills, medical bills, they've gone up. They've been significant. And if you're in one of those situations where, geez, I've got those medical bills, I understand. And people are afraid of those because cost has gone up almost 30% over the last 10 years. When you have those bills, it's paired with the pandemic, you have reduced help at hospitals. It's pretty frustrating. Now, the thing to understand is this: medical bills are negotiable. Yep, they're negotiable. So there are options to break up or even reduce your costs. If you're in a low income situation or financially strapped, it makes sense for you to give the hospital call or the medical center a call. Explain your situation. Ask if there's any avenues where the bill can be reduced and you can possibly set up some sort of a payment. That's better than putting the whole bill on your credit card and paying those large credit card interest payments, okay? You could do it at a lower interest rate by negotiating and setting up a payment plan. One of the biggest things you want to make sure is this, okay? You never want to avoid paying your bill, okay? If your medical provider sells your debt to a collection agency, you're going to have 180 days before that collection agency will put that collection bill on your credit card report. Now, that debt could then hurt your credit card score, making financial moves in the future a whole heck of a lot harder. Next, save for something. Don't care what it is. 40% of Americans have received the pandemic funds, the stimulus plans, and they saved a little bit of money, whether it be for emergency, a home, or something else. So regardless how much you can save, what your specific goals are, look at ways to save $5, $10, $15, $20, $500, whatever the amount is, save. Okay, your goal might be an emergency fund. It might be to stay afloat so you can stay afloat the next time an emergency hits. Or it could be saving for that dream vacation. But no matter what your ultimate goal is, putting money aside regularly gives you the option, even if you choose to spend it on something else. So here's the thing. You want to try and find a way to make it automatic, robotic, so you don't even have to think about it. You already have a checking account where you have funds from your payroll go right into it. Did you know you can set up a second or third distribution from your payroll? So think about this. Besides having the distribution go to your paycheck for your income, why don't you set up another one for vacations, emergency fund, and designate so much money out each and every month to go to those other accounts? That way, you'll be funding your travel account or your emergency fund and won't even think about it. In fact, you won't even miss the money because it's already in the account. Look at these things. They can make a difference in your life, especially if you start doing them right now. I want to thank you all for joining us today on Saving with Steve. I hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll look forward to seeing you same time next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to welcome you today. Our viewers and listeners are growing. We have over 500,000 listeners throughout the United States, almost 100,000 more overseas. So we keep growing and keep growing. I want to thank my affiliates at AMFM 247, BBS Radio, and UK Health Radio for sharing the word and making sure people can live a life of personal and financial freedom. By the way, you can go check a look at like all the episodes, behind the scenes stuff, get guest gifts and more. So check out that savingwithsteve.us. And if you have a topic that you'd like us to talk about, like this next one coming up, hey, go to viewers at Saving with Steve. Let us know what your topic is, and you might be seeing that pretty soon. Now, I'll be talking about, you know, how to retire during a recession, which we're dealing with right now. Today, let's just get to that topic. One of the best ways to see the U.S. and obviously the rest of the world is through an RV. You're relaxed. It's easy going. You take your own pace. You don't have to worry about booking a hotel or an air flight. You know what? Using an RV as an alternative travel to a car, a plane, or a hotel could help you save money and create more of a relaxed travel experience. We have Tom Hamill. He's the RV director at Kuhn Auto and RV Group. So, Tom, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Steve, for having me. Appreciate being here.
Hey, I'm really glad you're here. You know what? One of the cool things here is we've got a number of people that were looking forward to this because we kind of pre-did it because we have a lot of listeners that like RVing. And I have a lot of relatives that love RVing. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this a lot. So, you know what, in your experience, I'm just going to hit you with a question here. I know that Kuhn Auto and RV Group, you know, you got 40 locations, there's 13 specifically just set for RV. So you guys have a lot of experiences. You deal with a lot of people. They have, you know what, everybody probably talks about their travel experiences, the associations they're involved with, and the events that they have. But, you know, in your experience as an RV director, Kuhn, can you share more about the rise in RV travel in the last few years?
Well, obviously, the rise in travel with the RV industry has exploded the last couple of years after COVID. We saw a lot of growth in the business. I think with the key to that was, you know, people were wanting to still go out and enjoy their lives. A lot of the country was shut down, obviously, a lot of businesses, things, but RV parks were open. And the reason why is because it's outdoors, it's safe, it's a great time to spend time with your families when people had some time off of work. The selection of RVs was good. We ran into a little bit of a bump last year because we sold so many that a lot of manufacturers couldn't get product to us. So it was kind of an interesting thing. But families, that, you know, we've seen a big connection on families spending time with each other more over the last couple of years than ever before, which has been really kind of an exciting thing for us.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, There's a bunch of different options for RV trailers. You know, I know there's a fifth wheel, there's 32-foot motorhomes, there's 42-foot motorhomes, and you know what? I have relatives that have 45-footer. You know, could you talk about the different options? And let's get into some, you know, what does it make sense to rent or purchase? What's the ups and downs with all that? Because that's a lot of people are wondering.
Yeah, great questions. So it's interesting. You brought up rental. Rental in the last 2 years has grown up, quite a bit. We carry a pretty good fleet of rentals and all across the board. And people that didn't know if they want to take the initial jumping into spending the money on, whether it be a smaller travel trailer all the way up to a Class A motorhome, did do some rental to try it out to see if it's something that their family is going to enjoy, if they're going to like the lifestyle of it. And with that, our sales, it helps sales as well. But yeah, we carry anywhere from a 14-foot trailer all the way up to 45-foot motorhomes. And it's kind of interesting to see that every segment over the last several years has actually grown significantly. As people, when you talk about air travel, things like that, a lot of delayed flights, a lot of canceled flights, things like that. People know that when they buy an RV, they're going to be able to actually go to where they want to go to and be with their families. So it's been an interesting thing. We see across the board, everything's been really good for us.
Yeah, my in-laws love it. They kind of go everywhere, but they like the fact that they can pull into a park, get all hooked up. And the next thing you know, the lounge chairs are out. And it's not like that if you're flying in a plane, because you got to get off the plane, get your luggage, get the rental car, go to the hotel, check in, and then you're exhausted. So,
So now, and then you might find a hotel that isn't that clean. I've had that happen to me this past year, and it's been an interesting thing with a lot of staffing issues at hotels. We've seen a lot of people come in complaining that things haven't been quite as clean at hotels that they've checked into. So they're looking to just have more sanitary thing that they know is taken care of the way they want it taken care of. So it's been interesting. Lots of different things like that have happened over the last couple of years.
I never think that would be a situation, but it is now. What's the best recommendation you could make for somebody who's looking at, hey, trying to figure out if this is right for me? And then, where does it make sense to actually own as opposed to rent?
I think that's, whether it's right for them is if they've never done it before. Like a lot of people that rent or own still are people that grew up RVing and camping with their families. But we also get the newcomers that have always done hotel traveling and flights that are, okay, we do want to try it out. So then they're going to rent it out for maybe a weekend or two or whatever to try out with their families and then look at the long-term part. Now, when you're purchasing an RV, we've got obviously a lot of different options. Interest rates vary depending on obviously credit histories and things like that, and down payment, whatever. But you can go a longer term with a shorter interest rate. And, and a lot of states, and Wisconsin's one of them, allows you to actually write off the interest of your loan. There's a certain percentage of the interest you can write down. So it actually, you can afford something in your payment range to budget your money with, so to speak. And we've seen a lot of that where people are trying them for a week or two, and then they come back in and buy them the following season or the next week, even a lot of times. And then they upgrade from one. They might start smaller, and we're seeing them upgrade a lot. You start out with a smaller travel trailer. Within 5 or 6 years, you're up into a nice big fifth wheel. Some people go all the way up to a big motorhome at that point, but it's something you work your way up on as your budget increases throughout the ownership.
Okay. So one of the other questions that we have, you're traveling along, basically you have a house and you have a big vehicle. And those houses and vehicles do have problems from time to time. What do people need to understand if their vehicle has an issue? How would they handle that when they're out on the open road?
The good thing is on the open road, you do have service technicians and mobile service companies that will come around and do things. So as a company, we offer mobile service to our customers. Obviously, if they're in state, we're gonna get someone to help them out. There are facilities. We offer service contracts and roadside assistance to help people with their, say you do have a tire on the side of a road, you need to get that changed. We offer mobile service that'll come out and roadside service that'll come out and change the tire for you, get you back on the road. They are it's a house on wheels. You're going down the highway. You are going to have some things go wrong with it once in a while. That is a fact. We offer, throughout the state of Wisconsin, we've got mobile service technicians that'll come out to campgrounds and fix units at campgrounds for customers. It's something we're always trying to expand. Sometimes, in the future, or in the past, we didn't have as many of that going on, as many technicians that were able to do that. It's something as we grow our business, we're really focusing on trying to give that extra service outside of the sale, is to be able to help people when they're on the road. If they're at a campground, they have an issue come up with their camper, we want to be able to try and give them the best service we can to get them taken care of. But there is a lot of that. We do offer, the extended service contracts and things like that. And across the nation, you know, if you're traveling across the nation, there are different manufacturers or different companies that offer roadside assistance across the country. And with our service contracts, you get that as part of the deal. We will actually help find that company for you to come to you, which is, you know, we try to offer you as much offers. Yeah, it's a key thing to us. Is the RV business perfect on it? No, we know as an industry, we need to get better at service across the board. I mean, I think if you ask anybody that runs an RV dealership, it's something we're always trying to constantly improve upon. Our dealerships alone, we're trying to expand our service facilities in every one of our dealerships that we own. And when we look at buying new dealerships, something we look for is the service. What is the service like right now? And how can we improve it to give our customers a better experience across the board? Constantly trying to improve that portion of our business.
You know what, Tom? That's really, really good to know. It's good for everybody to know. But we're going to have to take a break, pay some bills. So everybody stick with us. We'll be right back with Tom Hamill and more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, I want to welcome everybody back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. Hey, if you'd like to follow us on Facebook, you can always go to the Saving with Steve Sexton Facebook group, get part of the Insiders Club. Like I said, you can get gifts, review shows, get the behind the scenes stuff, which a lot of people love. And with that, let's jump right back into Adventure Month. Here we have Tom Hamill. He's the RV director at Kuhn Auto and RV Group. He's given us some great information about the RV industry. We've been talking about the ins and outs, everything from getting your rig fixed if you're having a problem on the road, whether renting or owning is the right thing. But now let's talk about when it comes to renting, how does it compare with travel? So if you got a family of four, what size motorhome would you recommend for somebody with a family of four?
Yeah, a small Class C motorhome would handle a family of four without a problem, because you've got the bunk over the cabin or over the cab, you've got the bed in the back. So a small Class C, anywhere from 24 feet to, we rent out up to 31 foot Class C motorhomes. You're going to be able to get, that's going to, the cost of that is going to be under $1,500 a week, where you take a family to a hotel, four people, you're going to get a couple rooms with the airfare, your everything else you're spending money on, you're going to spend thousands of dollars above and beyond. But with that, then you're able to supply your own food, eat your own food versus dining out every night. The RVs are maintained by professional technicians. We clean them and everything, but the cost is really, it's significantly less when you really look at, you know, the flights nowadays with the price of gas going up. Obviously, gas is expensive to fill an RV. They don't get the greatest miles per gallon, but they are actually more efficient than an airplane. But we do have that. But, you know, I think what a lot of people see is that the value with being able to prepare your own food, travel when you're wanting to travel, at the times that you want to go versus, you know, working around everything else, it seems to be a little bit more cost effective. I hope that answers your question a little bit.
Oh, it does. I was just going to share, you know what, we recently put together travel plans for, you know, we have two older kids, but we're looked at travel plans to go to the Grand Canyon. And, you know, we're going to obviously fly out there. So here we are. We got four people on a flight just, you know, there and back, we're looking at more than $2,000 than, you know, a week in a hotel or at a couple of rooms, you know, $400 a night. And then you got eating out three times a day for a week. You know, you're looking at $5,000-$7,000, where if we're looking at a 31-foot motorhome at $1,500 a week plus gas, and then you buy your own food, there's a vast savings there. I didn't even add in the rental car that we were going to have to pay for. Wow, you know what? There's a big difference in cost there. And if somebody's on a budget, because, you know, this is all about saving with Steve, a Class C license, pretty much everybody has one of those in California or other states. You don't have to have a special license for a 31-footer, which means, you know, as long as you pay attention while you're driving, you should be okay. But you can actually save a tremendous amount of money. And if you're on a budget, an RV is not a bad way to go.
No, and you know, some, depending on what you're doing, might be a little bit more expensive, but it's a matter of the initial cost isn't anywhere near as much as just your flights alone and staying in a hotel. Like you said, the big savings also, again, is not having to eat out every night, and you get to prepare your own things. And, you know, most RV parks, the rental for a night there is cheaper than a hotel, so it works out to be a significant savings over flying in hotels and everything else like that, for sure. Not even a question. Then the big thing too, a lot of people, you don't have to spend 10 hours in an airport because you're late there a day extra in an airport, you know, so.
Well, the other part is you don't have to get there 2 hours early and stay in line and hang out with people you don't know and all that kind of good stuff.
Right.
So I get it. I totally get it. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the financing of things. So if you're looking to purchase, my understanding, and obviously it depends on somebody's credit, is you could do a 5-year loan, 10-year loan, 15-year loan. Is that correct?
You can go all the way up to 20 years on your bigger thing. So in 20 years at a, you know, right now, a lot of credit unions are giving better rates than some of the banks, unfortunately, but the rates are still good through a lot of our banks that we use. But yeah, you can take these things. The average term on an RV right now is 180 months, so 15 years. And again, like I said, some places you can actually deduct some of the interest off your taxes too at the end of the year, which is nice. It can be considered a second home depending on your situation.
Obviously, depending on the tax situation of the state. That's actually really good to know. I live in California. I know a lot of people who have their RV in other states so they can avoid some of the taxes that go along with the RV. You know, we're not giving tax advice, but you want to talk to your CPA about the best state to own an RV in, and you might want to find a bit way to be some sort of a resident there or something like that. I talked about these RV groups. There's manufacturers that have associations for people who have certain types of coaches. Could you talk a little bit about that? Because there's a big community out there that keeps growing and growing.
Yeah, that's actually great. I was just down in Elkhart, Indiana, the last couple of days visiting manufacturers. And Winnebago's got a big Winnebago owners group. Forest River's got the Frog Group, Forest River Owners Group. They're actually having a rally next week down in Elkhart, Indiana for all their people that are involved in that, which is kind of fun. But the groups are fantastic. You know, you get customers that are involved in some of these groups, and they're able to help each other with little help, you know, tricks and tips on how to maintain things and how to do different things. We have CUNIS groups that our customers are getting involved in more, and we try to help them. We have owners meetings at some of our dealerships once a month. We'll invite our owners come in and kind of have our own owners group to help out with different ways to help our customers. But the owners groups have been great. It's kind of fun to see when they all get together, how they share stories. And then, you know, you got some people that just have been part of it for a long time. There's Family Motor Coach Association, which has been a big thing for a lot of big motorhomers across the country. I've been involved in a few of their rallies, and it's really kind of fun to see what, you know, all these owners come together, and it's just a big community of people sharing ideas with each other. And the manufacturers and the dealers, we get involved in those groups, and we actually like to listen to it because it helps us understand what our consumers are looking for. And the guys down at Forest River, when I was talking to them this week, they had a lot of great things to say about some stuff that some new products they're launching that are coming out onto new products that are coming out of what customers are looking for in the RVs, and they're listening to them, and they're making the changes, and it's helping us on the retail end of it make sure we have that product too that we can add or whatnot. Solar is a huge thing right now. A lot of people are looking for solar panels, obviously, to save energy, you know, things like that. So it's been pretty awesome. I don't hope that, you know, it's been pretty neat.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. That was right on to my next question. What's the must have? What's the new thing with RVing right now? Is it solar panels?
Solar, lithium batteries, the AGM batteries that give you a longer life, but solar is huge right now, and you're seeing a lot of manufacturers do more solar. We're getting Wi-Fi boosters are a big thing. Obviously, the consumer is a younger buyer now. The average age of the initial camper is coming down. So what's important to the younger group is, you know, they have to have their mobile devices so they can connect. You know, kids still want to connect at 20. Once they get out camping, they connect to it less than ever because they're out actually enjoying nature and outdoor stuff where, you know, they probably didn't plan on enjoying the outdoors as much. But Wi-Fi has been a huge thing. All the new chairs that are coming out, all the new mats, the different fireplace stuff that they've come out with, some of these solar stoves, different things like that. But Wi-Fi, solar is a huge deal. The lithium battery still expand. What that does is it helps people expand their camping capabilities off grid a little bit. So if you're you go to a lot of throughout the nation, all of our national parks aren't all electrified. So there's only so many sites at each campground, state parks, national parks. I'm on the board of directors for the WRBDA, Wisconsin RV Dealers Association, and we're trying to get Wisconsin to add more electrified sites to our state mm-hmm. parks. But look at that throughout, you know, the grid is only so big at most of the national parks. So that's where solar comes in really big. The lithium batteries will hold a charge longer, things like that. It's so people can extend their trips and kind of gives them more options to go to camp.
That's wonderful. Every industry keeps expanding and having new technology. And I think that's really, really cool. Hey, Tom, we're coming to the end here. I just, you know, how can people get a hold of you at Kuhn Auto and RV Group and, you know, start asking some questions, see how RVs fitting, rent an RV or purchase an RV? You know, how can they go about doing that, Tom?
Yeah, so I'll give you my email address is tom.hamel@kunes.com. It's KUNES.com. My cell phone number, I'll give you my cell phone number, 608-345-5259. Those are the numbers, the best numbers to get a hold of us at. If people reach out to me, I'm going to get them in contact with my people that, you know, the best place to put them at. We welcome it. Every one of our customers that they have my cell phone number, so they can always get a hold of me. We try to be very transparent on things and help people out as best we can. But again, it's tom.hamel. It's HAMIL@kunes.com. And then again, my cell number is 608-345-5259.
You got it. Hey, Tom, I want to thank you for joining us. This is Tom Hamel. He's the RV director at Kuhn Auto and RV Group. I want to thank you for sharing the experience here for Adventure Month here in August. And you know what? Be safe, be healthy, and have a wonderful day. We'll hopefully have you on soon sometime in the future.
I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks so much, and have a great day. Appreciate your time.
You too. Everybody, stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, I want to welcome everybody back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. That was Tom Hamel. He, again, is the RV director at Kuhn Auto and RV Group. Now, they're out there in the Midwest. They have a whole bunch of different, 13 different RV groups. But you know what? RVing is one of those ways where you can reduce and eliminate some expenses when it comes to travel and adventure. If you're looking to share some wonderful experiences with your family, friends, so on, I've been to some of those RV rallies with my in-laws. I know they had one. If you're a golfer, out at one of the major golf tournaments, they've been to places all over the United States. It's turned into old home week every time they go to those RVing rallies. So check it out. See what you're thinking there. Now, with that, I want to talk a little bit about our next segment. You know what? we're in a recession, whether the politicians want to say it or not. Okay. We're starting to see inflation just subside a little bit, but that might be the rise before the storm, depending on what's done. Now, that said, I think it's really, really very important to understand how to deal with retiring in this recession. Let's just talk a little bit about how to go about doing that. If you're planning to retire during a financial downturn, it could be worse, especially if you give up your job. It's true for those with the portfolios that have just dropped. Some people are still 20 and 30% down on their portfolio, and they're facing retirement with fewer funds and an uncertain future. If you're ready, if you're still ready to stop working or need to reduce your activity because of health conditions, retirement might be the best route moving forward. Looking at your finances, setting up a plan could help you get through a bear market, create a sustainable future. You might even find ways to increase your income by making a few adjustments, okay? During a recession, it can be helpful, number one, to look at your financial projections, okay? You can use technology to keep track of your available financial resources and make a retirement budget. So there's software available that can tell you how much your assets need to average to provide you a desired income, and then factor in things like inflation, Social Security, sequence of returns. If this is your best interest to work on an if it's in your best interest to work an extra year or two, wait for the economy to get better, you'll want to know what important information you have. Now, there's a wonderful group, whether you're 35 or 65, it's called PlansWell, PlansWell.com. That's PlansWell.com. Okay. You can basically answer about 40 questions. Once you answer those 40 questions, they can create that plan for you, show you where you need to improve, what needs to happen so you can make an adjustment. Again, you know what? You can go to the SavingWithSteve.us website, look for resources, see plans well. There's a link and there's also a QR code there. All you got to do is put your cell phone to it and you're good to go and you're off to the races. So think about that. Make sure you look to get some financial protections. Next, you want to evaluate your portfolio. If you've been saving for retirement for several decades and have various investment accounts, look at how your funds are allocated. Got to remember, you're moving into a new season of life or a new stage in life. You're no longer on the wealth accumulation phase of life. You moved into the distribution and preservation phase. You know what? There's many portfolios that need to reflect by minimizing risk. You can always talk to a financial advisor about how to go through this in the coming years, to get what you expect from your investments moving forward. Next, consider work options. For individuals who are healthy enough to continue working, stay employed for another year or two. Hey, it may be an option. Every year you work can help you build up more retirement savings and a potential increase of your eventual Social Security benefit. Older employees have extra advantages to catch up contributions on 401ks. You know, at 401ks, you can actually contribute $20,500 plus another $7,000 if you're over the age of 50 into your 401k or your IRA or your SEP IRA. Look at doing that because the more money you have, hey, the better off it is for your retirement. Understand your health expenses. If you're age 65 or older, you're eligible for Medicare. However, there still will be health-related costs during your retirement. Medical costs are significant expenses for many, and they always seem to go up in retirement, whether it be prescriptions, cost. You'll want to think through how much you spend on healthcare before signing up on Medicare. This is key because certain healthcare plans, say, for example, y'all know I'm a cancer survivor. On certain healthcare plans, the chemotherapy treatments was just a $15 or $20 copay. Hey, that's pretty good. On other plans, you're paying 20% of the bill. Now, my chemo and infusion drugs during that period of time cost the health insurance company $25,000 a week. Imagine if you had to pay $5,000 a week for 6 months just to cover your own chemo. So make sure you look at these things because the last thing you want is your money to fall through the cracks because you don't have the right plan because you just selected something that was $2 or $3 a month cheaper than the other plan. Review your Social Security benefits to the next one. Hey, if you have worked and paid into Social Security programs, you're going to be eligible for retirement benefits. You'll get a personalized estimate from your Social Security. Go to My Social Security, go to SSA.gov and sign up. If you're at least the age of 62, you can start getting your Social Security. Now you're going to collect a reduced benefit, but when you get to your full retirement age, which is either 66 or 67, you'll get your full retirement benefit. In fact, if you wait, every year you wait past the age of 66 or 67, you'll receive what's called delayed retirement credits, which will increase your Social Security benefit by 8% a year. And what you want to do is you want to look at creating that plan to see when the best time for you to take Social Security so you can maximize your income, number one, maximize your assets so they last the longest for you in retirement. I hope you like these tips for retiring during your session. If you stick with them, expressly go and get that plan done or look at where you stand. Go to planswell.com. That's PLANSWELL.com. If you go to the savingwithsteve.us website, you'll see the PlansWell logo under resources. You'll see the link and the QR code, either one you select. You'll be able to create your plan after you just put in 40 pieces of information. Really simple, really easy. Hey, you know what? I want to thank you all for joining us here today. Again, I want to ask you to check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, AM/FM 247. All these networkers are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. So I'll tell you what, we're going to look forward to seeing you next week right here on Saving with Steve. Be safe, be healthy. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.